Hello, hello, Inglês na Ponta da Língua fans and friends. Here we are again with another episode of our podcast. My name is Denils de Lima, I'm an ESL teacher, trainer and book author in Brazil, and the guy responsible for the blog Inglês na Ponta da Língua. Before talking about today's tip, I want to thank all of you guys who are giving ideas to make our podcast better and better. I'm sure this is a fantastic way to help you guys improve your English language skills. Remember that you can download the MP3 and PDF files for the podcast on denilsodelima.blogspot.com. Today, I want to tell you about the words make and do. In Portuguese, they both can be translated as fazer. Of course, there are other meanings, but people in Brazil usually think that fazer is the only option. Because of this, it's common to get confused about using one word or the other. That is, in Brazil, we usually say fazer acordo. So English language learners get stuck and keep asking if they should use make or do in this combination. In other words, should they say make an agreement or do an agreement? The answer for that is make an agreement. Why is that? Because in English the word make collocates with the word agreement. So you'd better say make an agreement. That's how they naturally use these words, so you have to learn the whole combination, and that's it. English language learners and teachers tend to focus on the words make and do. In my opinion, this is a huge mistake. I believe the focus should be on the other words. For example, imagine you want to say fazer reclamação in English. Instead of asking about make or do, you should focus on the word complaint. That means you have to look up the word complaint in the dictionary and see what is used in there. If you have a very good dictionary, you'll learn that in English they say make a complaint. If you focus on the other word, the main word, you're gonna learn some interesting things. One of these is related to the word party. In Portuguese we say fazer festa, but in English they usually say throw a party, give a party, organize a party, have a party. They don't say make a party or do a party. These combinations are not common. You have to learn that the most common combination or collocation is throw a party. Keep this in mind. Always focus on the other word. Do not worry about make or do. Let me give you another example. You have to say fazer a tarefa de casa. You know that tarefa de casa in English is homework. So what you have to do is get a good dictionary, look up the word homework in it, and find out that in English they say do the homework. See, what you have to do is to focus on the other word. If you focus on make or do, you'll never learn how to combine the words properly in English. In case you want more, let's try this with the word coffee. In Portuguese we say fazer café. In English they say make coffee. How about fazer confissão? In English, it's make a confession. If you have to say fazer boa ação, then in English you have to say do a good action. And how do they say fazer favor? Easy, it's do a favor. My point here is, there are no rules to help you with that. It's the way your words are naturally combined that will help you learn when you use make or do. Some people try to create rules for this. One of these crazy rules says that if the thing is created, manufactured, etc., you have to use make. According to this rule, you say make dinner, fazer jantar, make a cake, fazer bolo, make a salad, fazer salada, etc. When it comes to the word do, they say that do has to be used to describe an activity. Do the dishes, lavar a louça, do a translation, fazer tradução, do exercises, fazer exercícios. Now think about the word bed. In Portuguese, we say fazer a cama. It's an activity. So according to the rule, you have to say do the bed. That's where the rule fails. In English, the correct way to say fazer a cama is make the bed. That really shows that the rule doesn't work. In a nutshell, always focus on the other word to be used with make or do. There are no magic rules, there are no magic tips, there is no magic at all. Noticing how words combine is the only thing which will really help you. That's what's going to make the whole difference. That's all for today. Have a nice day, guys. Take care.